Harper worked the keyboard, and a small X appeared just off the edge of the island. Venture was already holding his pen over the exact spot. He connected the point to the last but one of the surviving churches, and again drew a line from each of these into the middle, another inward-pointing triangle. 3/4 of the cross.
But that only leaves you one church.
But that only leaves you one church, Catherine said. In answer, Venture drew a line from the last church into the middle of the unfinished cross. We'll have to measure it out exactly, he said, but to complete the Hospitaller's symbol, the Maltese cross, we need to use a point just here. He drew another X on the screen, then drew dotted lines from that point to the last church and into the middle, completing the cross. This is the point they wanted us to find, he said, tapping the pen on the X he had drawn. This is the missing point in the picture, the one point we need to add ourselves in order to complete it.
So, Catherine said, still puzzled.
So that, Robin told her, is where the treasure is. They all stared at the cross that Venture had drawn in silence for a while. Then Harper said,
You've ruined the screen, Julius, and I imagine the hotel will charge me for that.
But it sounds as though it was well worth it.
He turned to Catherine.
Are all the arrangements in place?
I just need to let them know the exact point where we wish to dig. Sven will sort out any problems with local landowners.
Harper clapped his hands together in satisfied delight.
Then I think we should be on our way. No point in wasting any more time.
His voice was almost trembling with excitement.
How soon can you arrange the travel?
A mere 4 hours later, in a noisy helicopter, with the island of Valderholm just minutes away, Matt was beginning to feel the same excitement welling up in his stomach. Was there really an ancient treasure down there, just waiting for them to come and get it? The reach of Harper's influence was apparent as soon as they landed. Matt had guessed that they would have to spend several more days finalizing permission to dig, finding local equipment and help, organizing accommodation and transport from the mainland. He could not have been more wrong. Catherine Feather's time on the phone had obviously been well spent. Now Matt could see what she had been doing. The pilot set the huge helicopter down on the cliffs, close to where they believed the treasure was hidden.